Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, June 26th. Chevrolet has unveiled the Silverado EV with a monstrous battery, over 450 miles of range, and much more. We got our hands on the truck, so let's take a look. There's no denying that the standout feature of the Silverado work truck is the huge, honking 200-plus kilowatt-hour battery. To put that into perspective, it's 50% bigger than Ford's F-150 Lightning long-range battery at 131 kilowatt-hours. The Silverado is holding the same battery as the Hummer EV, but scores much more range from other factors. The Silverado isn't carrying four huge motor and weighs 1,500 pounds less. Also, Chevy says that they've made, quote, one of the most efficient trucks ever. They cite a 0.331 drag coefficient. Getting into the features, the Silverado work truck trim has a power station with regular outlet access in the front trunk and the bed. Overall, you get 10.2 kilowatts of power, including a 30-amp 7.2 kilowatt generator plug that can power a home. They don't quite have the details worked out for how that's going to operate, but it's coming soon. With a battery pack that size, the truck has enough power to run multiple food trucks for days. Electrek tested the charging speed on site and saw about 208 kilowatts, which usually is a very nice speed. But considering that it would take an hour to fill a full battery at that speed, it does put it into perspective. In Electrek's drive, the truck drives smoothly and is very responsive for an 8,500-pound beast with 61-plus PSI tires. The suspension folks at GM should be commended, as it should not be this easy to drive such a heavy vehicle. The interior is what you'd expect from a work truck, something that you could hose down after a day in the mud. Dark plastic and vinyl as far as the eye can see. Now, despite hours in the seats, they felt pretty comfortable. Chevy will not be selling the Silverado EV starting under $40,000 like they originally planned. They haven't announced pricing yet, but Chevy says that the range and price will be competitive with Ford's standard offerings, which currently start at 230 miles and 100 kilowatt-hours and $55,000. Now, overall, Electrek finds this vehicle to be a great move to get gas trucks off the road, even if many of the customers wind up using this 8,500-pound vehicle just for simple commuting. Even if a small truck or small car or even a small bicycle could do the trick, it's good to see that electric vehicles are attracting buyers from more and more categories. The Tesla Cybertruck has been showcased with its rear-wheel steering by maneuvering inside a parking garage. Rear-wheel steering, or four-wheel steering, is quite the rage these days, although it was recently scrapped, or at least the crap mode was scrapped, from Rivian. Moving on, in the video you can see the rear wheels engaging in a turn to make it much, much tighter. While the rear wheel steering is actually quite limited, it's clearly visible in the video and appears to help the truck radius very, very much. Now, perhaps because of the novelty, the vehicle seems rather large and bulky, but seeing it in action kind of changes that perspective. Tesla hasn't officially updated the specs on the Cybertruck since the launch in 2019, and therefore we don't have a turning radius number yet, but the feature is expected to make a much better splash for the vehicle of that size. The automaker is expected to give an update about production in September during a delivery event. A few weeks after the digital animation of an electric Volkswagen Beetle stirred up the rumor mill about a real-life version, the CEO of Passenger Cars Business said otherwise. Earlier this month, an animated version of an all-electric Beetle was showcased in a Netflix movie called Miraculous, and it was placed right beside animated versions of real-life electric vehicles. We reported at the time that this could be a hint that it might come back. However, when asked about the possibility of an electric Beetle, CEO Thomas Schaefer said, quote, "I don't think so, because there are certain vehicles that have had their day. It wouldn't make sense to bring it back. I wouldn't say it with 100% certainty, but from where I stand now, I wouldn't consider it." Nissan has announced that the 2024 Nissan Leaf will be on sale with a starting price below $30,000, making it one of the more accessible EV options in the U.S. And Nissan really isn't putting much effort into the program, clearly, as the USA version will still feature the CHAdeMO charge port on the vehicle. Now, before the Tesla NACS versus CCS combo debate, there was a CCS versus Tesla versus CHAdeMO versus J1772 charge port debate. Now, with the Leaf being in that first wave of the modern EV revolution, the Japanese company bet on the CHAdeMO plug, which really didn't gain any traction in the Western markets. As a result, available chargers are about as easy to come by today as they were some 10 years ago, which is to say, not very. Now, the 2024 model year will come with two versions, the Leaf S and the SV Plus, powered by a 40 kilowatt hour battery on the Leaf S and a 60 kilowatt hour battery on the S Plus. They get 149 miles or 212 miles of range, respectively. Now, since the Leaf also uses the passively cooled battery, the battery pack will degrade faster than current electric cars, including the Nissan Ariya. We've now learned the initial pricing for Kia's upcoming EV9 three-row SUV in one European market, thanks to a price list. So far, we've had to speculate on pricing for the upcoming EV9, as Kia has not announced the foreign pricing quite yet, only showing us the pricing for the domestic Korean market. With delivery starting in Korea last week, it was starting at around $60,000. But the European trim level, with a larger battery called the Earth Launch Edition, that one, according to the pricing in Belgium, starts at €74,990, which is definitely higher than what we had expected. Accounting for the Belgish domestic taxes, the pre-tax base price is €61,975, which would be $67,500 at current exchange rates. This, we think, is the closest idea of U.S. pricing of what it would look like. We're guessing the base price for the electric SUV will be around $60,000 with a smaller battery. Luxury British sports car maker Aston Martin is teaming up with Lucid in a long-term partnership to supply proprietary EV technology. Aston Martin says that they plan to build, quote, the world's most thrilling and highly desirable electric performance cars. Now, through the long-term tech agreement, Aston Martin will have access to Lucid's proprietary EV powertrain technology, including its high-performance twin-motor unit, battery tech, and what they call the Wonderbox charging system. Aston will pay Lucid access fees to use the tech in a combination of cash payments and also Aston Martin shares. This means that Lucid will become a shareholder in the British sports car market. This supply deal is the first of its kind from Lucid, opening up the possibility of expanding the reach of their products to the mainstream. General Motors continues its march in the race for battery hegemony. GM has announced a new deal with Australian-based supplier Element 25 to expand manganese sulfate production in the U.S., which is a key EV battery component. Under the supply agreement, Element 25 will provide GM with up to 32,500 metric tons of manganese sulfate every year. The deal also includes an $85 million GM-funded loan to help Element 25 fund the construction of a new battery-grade manganese sulfate facility in Louisiana. This is expected to be the first of its kind. The news comes weeks after General Motors revealed that it would increase its investment to over $1 billion on its new cathode factory in Ontario, Canada. In addition to manganese, GM has also secured nickel and cobalt supply after a strategic investment in Queensland Pacific Metals last October. The race for battery hegemony is heating up. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Squidge73 says, good content. Well, thank you very much, Squidge. Feel free to click the like button, comment, and subscribe and share for electric car news to you and your followers. If you want to lose a little bit of your peace of mind, you can hit the bell icon to have YouTube notifications pester you when content is released, but personally, I wouldn't recommend it. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.